Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.
I'm going to ask my studio guest to weigh in on this one. Mikey Haslett from Active Souls. First of all, good afternoon, Faster Mike.
Good afternoon.
Which one would you pick from those two?
Based on the reaction in the studio, I'd have to go Sugar Babes. It got us moving immediately, so I think that's definitely my choice today.
You are all about moving, aren't you?
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop. Okay, we need to put that on. Steve, it's lovely to have you back from Isleless. And what would you choose out of those two?
Yeah, me and Mikey got our groove on when the Sugar Babe started. So I'm with Mikey, yeah.
And I can confirm that you genuinely did get your groove on, which is sort of what we're talking about today, getting your groove on, but on the dodgeball court, because Isleless have launched their very first and hopefully annual Isle of Man Dodgeball Championships. I mean, Steve, this is very exciting, and it is fast approaching, much like a speeding dodgeball.
Yes, it is fast approaching. So the event will take place on the 16th, which is a week on Friday, at the NSC at 5:30 p.m. till 9. And yeah, deadlines are Sunday. So you've got till close of business Sunday. The uptake's been great. So people are sort of getting into that vibe, really excited about it. And it was something we wanted to do because my first dodgeball experience was attending an Active Soul session that Mikey put on for our listen staff. And I've literally never had as much fun in my life for an hour, probably a little bit too competitive. However, it was great fun. And we thought, you know what? Can we bring this to the masses and try and have some corporate teams, some community teams? And so far, the registrations have been great. So we're really, really excited.
It's going to be so much fun. And Mikey, that's what you're all about with Active Souls, aren't you? Getting fit while having fun, essentially.
Absolutely. We've been around a little while now, but the main aim of the game is just getting people moving. We've always believed that if people are having fun, they're more likely to do it again. If you're more likely to do it again, you build that consistency into life. So something like this is a really nice sort of way to document that and demonstrate that on a big scale, on a large scale. For a great cause at the same time.
Exactly, it's for a great cause. And I mean, I have to admit, I have played dodgeball with Active Souls way back in the day, and when we've spoken to you previously, it is great fun. But I think probably the thing I know most about it is the film. Of course, there was that hilarious film with Ben Stiller in it. How similar to the movie is this going to be?
100% exactly the same.
Lycra?
Lycra, yeah, we're very much encouraging teams to take themselves not too seriously, but very seriously at the same time in that spirit of the dodgeball film too. So we are looking for headbands, Lycra. Some of the team names at the moment need a bit of work, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of opportunity for innuendo and pun in the names there, so that if anyone's listening to this, they'd still have time to rethink that one as well. And it's high intensity, every game will be done in about 12 minutes. So it's going to be high intensity, lots of fun, and that opportunity to launch a ball at an opponent as well.
Because that's essentially what it is, isn't it? For those that don't know, you're basically chucking what is a very soft ball, we should say,
yes,
at other members of the other team.
Yeah, they're just coated foam balls. So the opportunity for serious harm is really low. But yeah, the game of dodgeball is very straightforward. You have six players on one side of the cones, six players on the other. If you get hit, you're out. And eliminate the other team. It's a very straightforward concept.
So essentially, when everyone's down, that team's out.
Correct. Yeah. Once all six are out, they're out. Game over. And we're very much excited to see kind of a lot of people play it. It's very obviously very popular in the States, and we've been using it, promoting it for a long time here, as well as other things. So it's quite exciting to see what we can do.
And it is good exercise too, because you're running around and quite literally dodging. I mean, you do get out of breath by the end of it, don't you?
You do. There will be a lot of complaints of sore shoulders, maybe some knee slides in there too. The next day, I think people will really feel it. We get a lot of reports after people's first sessions or first couple of sessions that arms, shoulders, knees, they're all a bit achy.
Feeling
it, because it's also really... it's a really fun game, and we've always promoted that side of it. But what we tend not to promote is the fact that it is fantastic exercise as well. You're going to be sprinting, changing direction, using different parts of your body, and using skills that we kind of use less of as we get further on in life. Things like spatial awareness, dodging, little things like that. So, yeah.
There's so many benefits to it. And how will the day itself work then, Steve? Because you've had a whole bunch of teams sign up already. We're hoping for a few more by the entry deadline on Sunday. How will the day work?
Yes, we've been able to put the day on. The event is going to be hosted by Active Souls, so they're going to be running the actual day, but it's powered by Flutter as well. So with that support, we've been able to sort of make the event bigger than we ever could have done without that support, so we're super grateful for that. The day itself is going to, come Monday, we'll have the final team numbers and team names in, and we're going to work with Mikey. What we're going to do is we're going to look to do a little bit of a round robin type format at the start, so that means everyone plays each other, so everyone will get the opportunity to play numerous games rather than just come in for 12 minutes and then leaving
3 seconds yes. later. That would be me.
Because if you don't work well as a team, that can happen, but that teamwork will hopefully prevent that. So then what we're going to do is we're going to get everyone playing each other in a group, and then the winners of that group will progress into that more traditional format of your sort of maybe quarters, semis and final. And there will be a winner. There'll also be an underdog winner as well. So we're going to leave that one as a bit of a surprise to see who wins that. So there's all to play for, literally, even
is
if you're not winning.
Is that basically the person that's really bad at it?
I would maybe reframe that. Maybe the team that's come through the biggest challenges, maybe.
Very nice.
But yes,
Very nice.
We will have a prize. So if you're not winning, that's okay. And it is going to be competitive, but it's also just going to be really, really fun. So even if people are thinking about it and think, oh, it's not something I do, please come along. Honestly, when I did it for the first time with Active Souls, I must admit, I felt like a kid again. And yeah, that's a really nice place to be when you sort of have adult things to deal with. So yeah, so like I said, it'll be from 5:30 till 9. We're going to put food on, and there's obviously going to be drinks, there's going to be little games happening as well, which we're just finalising to keep people sort of engaged as and when.
So you can come down and support even if you're not in a team,
can have a look,
yeah.
Come down, have a watch. We're working with the NSC to lay that space out. We've got the whole of the main sports hall, so we're really
amazing,
sort of taking over the complex a little bit with this. So yeah, really, really excited.
It's going to be so much fun. Okay, then. So, Mike, if someone's thinking of actually joining up for this, what sort of training programme do they need to do between now and next Friday?
Between now and next Friday, I would recommend nothing. Your freshness is your friend, I think. Your freshness is your friend to just come in there and be ready to go. I don't think there's much you can do now. Maybe just hop in the shower and dodge a bit of shower water. That was rubbish. I don't know. There's such a short window to really get any training in. Just come in, do the warm up, and hope for the best.
Just join in, essentially.
Exactly.
And just have a smile on your face, because you won't be able to help it, to be honest, because it is so much fun. It really is. So sign up. The last chance to sign up is it midnight on Sunday, Steve?
Yeah,
right?
Midnight on Sunday. So come Monday, Mikey and I'll get together, and then we'll literally put the final pieces together for the format.
Yeah. And any hints and tips for when you're on the court itself, Mikey?
Oh, just, of course, dodge, dip, duck, dive and dodge.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
And donate. Don't forget to donate. Yeah,
and donate, which is the important thing. What will this money go towards, Steve?
Yeah, so at the moment, we're trying to build our educational offering, which basically means working with young people at young ages, maybe before they need like that one-to-one support. We believe that we can equip these young people in school, sort of primary, secondary level, with these tools and techniques. It'll mean that they might not need more one-to-one service or statutory services. So we do believe that sort of early intervention prevention is the key. Mm-hmm. And the funding for this will absolutely go towards that. We're looking at ways in which we can engage with the community more, with training, parents, teachers, so all this work in order to have these more positive sort of outcomes for young people.
What a brilliant way to help, to actually just spend your entire day laughing, essentially, is what it'll be, from 5:30 in the evening on Friday through to 9 p.m. at the NSE. Get signed up, ilisten.im/dodgeball. That is the address you need. And I'm going to put it out there to my Manx Radio colleagues, I think we need a purple team. Yeah, it's got to be done, hasn't it?
Got a few days left.
A few days left. And off air, I'm going to, between us, try and come up with a pun for the name, because that'll sell it to my team. I can tell you yes, that right now. If we get a good pun, they'll be in.
They're in.
Right, I had to play an appropriate song. So for a bit of fun, should we put Survivor on? Eye of the Tiger, why not? For anyone signing up for Dodgeball a week on Friday, ilisten.im.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.